Aloha, Happy New Year, and welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. Don't change the dial, James's voice hasn't changed, but this is Ashley, part of the Eastedi crew, hosting tonight's show for James, who continues his amazing journey through Australia, and tonight is actually preparing for Skywatch with a great group of people down under. I have hosted his show once before when I interviewed Randy Kramer, and those of you that were kind enough to be supportive know that I was very authentic. I'm sure that I could get a little bit nervous and speak fast, but I'll try not to do that. But we'll have a great show tonight. We've got lots to talk about as we look at what's happening coming forward in 2016. If you've been following Eastedi's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter accounts, you've been able to follow along with James's adventures through Tokyo, Japan, and now through Australia. He'll be in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane and Coffs Harbour. I want to give a shout-out, a thank you, to Greg Sullivan from JSETI, the Japanese Contact for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, who hosted James at the beginning of December. And, of course, a big heart hug and gratitude to the beautiful Solita Antoria and Peter Maxwell Slattery, who are hosting James in Melbourne, and in fact, who have opened up Eastedi Australia. And they're doing amazing things. There are lots of contacts, lots of sightings. One of the interesting things that James has been able to share with us as he's traveled through Japan and now through Australia is the deep desire throughout the planet of those people he's coming in contact with to deepen the connection with our star family, our star brothers and star sisters. Not only the joy of looking up into the sky and seeing the craft and having that visual experience, but in fact, the deeper experience, the inner experience, that contact. And so we're going to talk tonight more about what that means and how, if you feel drawn to, put perhaps at the top of your list of co-creation in 2016, deepening your own inner connection. Because the more each and every one of us accepts our own responsibility for raising our frequency, the more possible and more realistic and more in reality in 3D will be our experiences and our contact and our communication with our star family. Disclosure is a word that's gotten a lot of talk over the years in the UFO and ET community and conferences. And it's important. As we all know, the governments around the world have been controlling us by keeping the information secret, information that goes back decades. And if anyone has ever heard Laura Magdalene Eisenhower talk about her great-grandfather, back in Dwight D. Eisenhower's time, already there was contact being made that was recorded. So hopefully tonight soon, I don't know if he's on the line yet, we'll be joined by the beautiful Neil Gower from portaltoascension.org. And Neil has his own fascinating journey to share, and he's going to tell us a little bit about an event he has coming up in January. I'm going to see, Neil, have you been able to join us yet? Sometimes these things happen. Why? We were just texting with Neil just before the top of the hour, and he was standing by ready to go. And then Don, my fantastic engineer at BBS Radio, called him, and it went direct to voicemail. So that time sometimes happens. I'm just getting a text from Neil that he's ready now, so Don will be calling again in a few minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and continue on while we're waiting for Neil to make contact with us. James has had the opportunity while he's been in Australia to speak with a couple of different elders.
We do have your guest.
Uluki Brendan. Thank you, Don. Uluki Brendan is the king of the Raven tribe, and he shared with James how their creation stories have a very strong link in recognizing the influence the Palladians had in creating their culture. And the fact Uluru, which is the beautiful monolith in the center of the Red Desert, the Simpson Desert in Australia, is an anchor of that energy. And James spoke about that in his newsletter. But Don, it's just let me know that Neil has joined us. Neil, welcome. Neil, are you there? Neil? Okay. So I'm going to breathe a little bit here. I'm going to do a little clearing, clear out any interference. And if anyone has just joined us, I'm going to let you know that this is Ashley, part of the ESETI crew, coming in and hosting for James Gilland, who is touring through Australia, lecturing, doing Skywatch, connecting with the elders, connecting with the land, going to visit.
Can you hear me, Ashley?
Portal. There you are, Neil. Aloha and Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
So how's the party?
Party's good. It's a late Christmas party. My friends have been waiting for us to have some free time to come out, so she decided to do it today. So we're celebrating Christmas a little late.
Fantastic. You know, making time is always an interesting construct in 3D, isn't it?
I know.
Being busy. Well, for those of you that have just joined in or are listening, maybe a little bit confused by some of the technical difficulties we had, this is As You Wish Talk Radio, James Gilliland's radio program. James is currently still traveling through Australia, lecturing and doing sky watches. And in fact, he is doing a sky watch tonight, which is why he asked me to take over his role as host for tonight's show. Those of you that have come out to the ranch, I have had the pleasure to meet as I'm part of the crew there. And those of you listening from around the country or around the world that I haven't had the opportunity to meet, I look forward to welcoming you to the ranch when the time is right. Last year at the ESETI 2015 conference and then at the workshop that Laura Magdalene Eisenhower and Dr. Dream did, we were blessed with Neil's amazing sound journeying through his own abilities and his gifts and his talents. He and his beautiful, lovely partner every morning did a sound journey. And after that, James connected with Neil, and we've invited you, Neil, to come join us at the conference coming up in July, the 2016 conference, and in addition do a workshop in the fall. But you then came forward and asked James to be part of this amazing gathering that you're doing online January 15th, 16th, and 17th regarding extraterrestrial disclosure. So what I'd like to ask you to do, Neil, if you wouldn't mind, is just give our audience a little bit of your background first before we go into talking about the event coming up in January.
Sure. So, basically, just to take it real far back to how it all began for me, I was born and raised in England, in London, UK. I moved to US when I was 12, and I was born and raised a Hindu, so I was just doing all the traditional things that my mom would tell me to do, but I never really really grasped it and believed in it too much. When I turned 18, I had this awakening experience that led me down a rabbit hole of YouTube videos where I discovered a lot of things about our secret history and the ancient Sumerians and texts that were talking about ETs from different planets and different dimensions. And through this awareness, I kind of went full circle and started learning about quantum physics and vibration and how it was all spiritual, and it took me back to my own religion. So I had this whole entire awakening experience where I realized that all these religions in the world, especially my own religion, what that talked about meditation and yoga, were really talking about something that was a science. And that took me for years. I actually went down the conspiracy route from 18 to maybe 22. And when I was maybe around 2002, 2003, I created a Facebook group because I wanted to learn more about this information. The Facebook group was called 2012 Consciousness, Mind Evolution, and Presence. And I really didn't know what any of that meant. I just had a dream that I should create this group. over the period of the next couple of years, thousands of people added it, and I just had all this information that was just given to me that was full spectrum awareness on extraterrestrials, the ascension of the planet, what's really going on right now with humanity. So through a series of other awakening experiences over the next few years, the name of the group slowly morphed to Portal to Ascension. And in 2008, it fully became Portal to Ascension. And since 2008, we've been creating events that we started with small meditation groups, sound healings, that eventually led into big conferences in 2012, where we created the Cosmic Reunion, conference and Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density conference. But for the last year and a half, we've moved from doing in-person events, except for our routine sound healings, that we've created a whole online platform. And Portal to Ascension has now become a central university for all things consciousness, where we do sacred sexuality. We have a university for that. We have a university for the financial fraud and what's going on and how to solve that part politically. We have a university for extraterrestrial disclosure. So we're really now creating a central spot for conscious presenters worldwide to share their information on a mass level. So our platform right now is truly about connecting the dots and taking the awareness that we've already created to an exponential level by making it available to everybody worldwide. And that's where we're at right now.
Well, and that's fantastic for you to actually surrender and follow your mission. And I enjoyed reading your little description where you mentioned this summer when you were actually fired as a financial analyst and started creating the Portal to Ascension. And I love how you talk about every time you start to perhaps get sidetracked or stray from that path, Spirit, Source, Creator brings you back to that. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's very relevant to what a lot of people are going through right now.
Well, like when we started in 2008, I really thought that this is going to be like, I was a financial analyst in 2008, lost my job when the market crashed because I made a wrong trade and my boss got really upset with me. So as soon as that was done, I was like, okay, like, what do I want to learn next? So I did web design, and I learned web design within a few months. And I was like, okay, let me create my own website about my spirituality and what I know. And from then up until now, I quit Portal to Ascension at least four times. I've taken loans out. I've been homeless twice. I've gone on three different tours where I've been stuck at the Canadian border because I only had enough money to get to Vancouver for our next event, which was a channeling event where my friend was channeling a being from Sirius. And I had no other money because that money that I was going to make at that event was going to take me to the next city to take the channeling there. Mm. So it's like I literally quit. I went back into the financial industry. I mean, not the financial industry, but the business world many times. And my last time, I just quit my job working for an engineering company as an internet marketing specialist just 5 months ago. And it was kind of like I kept jumping too soon because it was my passion and I wasn't taking time to cultivate myself and sustain myself. But now what's happened is for the last year and a half to 2 years, I said to myself, okay, I just need to bite the bullet. I need to just work a conventional job, do what I got to do. And as soon as I have enough money saved up where I can take a couple months off and put it into Portal to Ascension, I'll do that. And that's what happened 5 months ago. And it's been like the best decision ever. Like literally the last 8 years of my life have been learning lessons and challenges for me where I had to keep like picking myself back up, keep realizing that what I really want to do is dedicate my passion to spreading consciousness because everything else that I do really isn't fulfilling me. And now that I completely own that, it's actually starting to sustain me. So that's where I'm at right now. And I just feel like it's not going to stop. It's going to keep building on what we've already created.
Well, and as James said in his latest newsletter, especially as we all felt in 2015 and now going into 2016, things are happening so much quicker, exponentially, you know, from moment to moment. The timelines are changing. And, you know, when James and I were talking about planning the 2016 calendar, he kind of laughed, you know, and he said, who knows where we're going to be in April of 2016? And I said, well, all we can do is put it out there and let Creator laugh and shift and flow as the frequency shifts and flows and shifts and flow as things accelerate. And people who truly are in the Ascetti family and understand that will understand the fluidity that is part of being in the now with what's happening and surrendering, not in a way of giving up power, but in letting go of feeling like we have to control it. And I think that's a really fascinating aspect of what's happening for a lot of us right now. I love the fact that, you know, you've jumped on board and looking at doing these events in a way that make them much more available to people throughout the U.S. and throughout the world, obviously, by having these online webinars and online seminars. And I just want to, you know, chat a little bit, I hope you don't mind, about the word disclosure, right?
Sure.
And I love the lineup of the different speakers you have, from the scientific to the analytical to the experiencers to the, you know, those that are on the inner journey as well.
And Jay kind of laughed because he quotes, and I found a poll from June of 2013 with Huffington Post, that 78% of Americans believe in life of some sort on other planets, right? And so there is this aspect of, you know, feeling like we need to have disclosure. And I think it's almost like it's an acceptance, right? So
yeah.
There's this balance of getting the information, which your weekend event definitely does on all levels, and
right.
at the same time, self-empowering when we have that information to not
right.
wait for the government or the powers that were to actually acknowledge something that the majority of us know as truth. Can you address
exactly.
that a little bit for me?
Yeah, I think that that's the whole thing that we're really trying to cultivate, is that disclosure is not going to come from the top down. And we've seen the top down trying to do it. And I think over the last few months, I don't know if you've been following, but there's been a lot of information on Mars and what they found in the water and then how they found bacteria. And I feel it's like, first of all, there's a secret space program. Second of all, like, Mars has been visited before.
Right.
And this is all controlled disclosure
yep.
in order to unite masses against some external energy. Either they're just trying to disclose it in their own way, and maybe they're trying to do it peacefully, but just let us know slowly, or maybe that they're trying to unite all of humanity against something external that's a threat, but there is no threat as long as we raise the vibration of the planet. And how do we raise the vibration of the planet? It's
exactly.
self-empowerment. So the disclosure thing, like, even though we use that word, a lot of people see it for how it's been used in this external linear world, disclosure, but ultimately it's disclosure of our own true selves and who we are. So everything that we do has that aura of, like, empower yourself. This information is here to spark that flame of remembrance of who you are, you know? And so we have the ET disclosure events that are going to be routine, but all of our other events are, like, we have one coming up called Unlock the God Within webinar. So all these events are just targeted towards awakening your own consciousness.
Absolutely. And I think that's very important. I think, you know, it's interesting when we look back at our own life, right? I think about 10 or 15 years ago, I just kind of laughed and I said, well, when the governments, the powers that were and the war machine run out of, you know, people to battle on Earth, the next thing they're going to do is find a way to make us afraid of our
yep.
off-planet, you know, neighbors, brothers and sisters. And you know, as James has talked about on the show many times, you know, the concept of divide and conquer and controlling through fear is like the last breath, right, of the powers that were, as they are losing control and as people are claiming their own power back. So I
yes.
think it's fantastic what you and your Portal to Ascension is doing with these webinars, again, making them available to people around the planet in an affordable and easy accessible way. I like the fact that people can either sign up for the entire weekend or for one day at a time, depending on what speakers they're attracted to. Do you want to just go a little
exactly.
bit of a highlight of what highlights you'd like to mention for the disclosure webinar that's coming up in January?
Sure. Did you say some recommendations, like, based on speakers and topics?
Well, just some of the people and topics, some of the people that you're, I mean, obviously, I know you're excited about all of the speakers and presenters that you have talking, including James, who will be talking on Saturday the 16th at 3 o'clock Pacific time. But, you know, Laura Eisenhower obviously is someone that many of the SETI listeners are familiar with. She's been out at the ranch many times and is coming back for our 2016 conference. But are there any other we can't go through all of them. There are 16 amazing speakers from science and from medicine and from, you know, the inner works and from experiencers. But is there anyone in particular people aren't that familiar with that you'd like to mention and talk about?
Sure, yeah. I'm actually very excited for Laura Eisenhower's talk. She's actually going to talk about artificial intelligence and the positive ET agenda. So I'm excited for that one. I'm excited for the linear sciences too, because I'm a skeptic at heart and I'm scientific at heart, which is why I'm my mission is really the technological side for this awakening movement. So I'm very excited to bring forth Dr. Lynn Katai, who talks about the Phoenix Lights, and she has a whole new forensic evidence about the Phoenix Lights to prove that this was not something that could have been man-made. So she's going to be releasing this information at our webinar, and I want to really attract we've done a lot of marketing on this that has reached out into communities that have no idea that there's ETs out there at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really attempting to attract these people so that we can bring them in with the sciences, and then we can take them into the spirituality after that. So then we also have Sherry Wilde. She's going to be talking about the alien abduction phenomena, but from a spiritual perspective and soul contracts and what's been going on with that, kind of like the history of the abductions from different ETs. And I think that's very important because she's a positive spiritualist at heart, and she sees things from the bigger picture perspective. And within that field alone, there's a lot of fear-mongering, and there's a lot of people that are scared, and especially mm-hmm. people that actually got abducted that have had bad experiences, but they're just not completely aware of why they had that experience or what kind of agreement they had originally with it. So she's going to be bringing forth that kind of information.
That's beautiful. Then, now, so registration is open. Go ahead.
So Grant Cameron, let me just mention this. This information just came out. I don't know if you follow Steve Bassett, but he sent an email out where he's talking about a letter from Hillary Clinton speaking about how she's going to be looking into the extraterrestrial information. And Grant Cameron, he actually has been communicating with Hillary Clinton and her people, and the letter was actually addressed to him. So he's going to be one of our speakers there, and he's going to be talking about what's been going on with him attempting to get the government to get on the same page as the people. So it's really full circle awareness.
Well, and that's one of the things I really liked when I was looking over your speaker list, is that you've got a wide breadth and variety, as you said, from science, from the government kind of aspect, from the inner connections and from experiences themselves. And so the actual website that has most information on it is the portaltoascension.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
That has a description of the speakers, right? And so those of you that are listening, again, this is Ashley from the ESETI crew hosting tonight for James Gilliland, who's in Australia, with my guest Neil Gower from Portal to Ascension. And the event is coming up January 15th, 16th, and 17th. There's a total of 16 speakers over those 3 days. And you can go to portaltoascension.org for more information to actually read more about the different speakers, see what days they're speaking on. The event's called the Extraterrestrial Disclosure Online Summit. And did I read somewhere that it's actually going to be recorded?
Yes. So the whole thing will be recorded, and the replay, you have unlimited replays of the entire conference. So once you sign up, as soon as the conference is over and we rendered the footage, we'll go ahead and send you an email with the links, and you can watch it back at your own leisure anytime.
So if they can't make it that weekend for any particular reason, they can still sign up and receive the recordings afterwards as well. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. And I know also that you're going to be coming out to ESETI for our conference in July and bringing your magic and the sound journeys that you do. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know we're going to have you back on the show again before the conference actually takes place, but would you like to give our listeners just a little taste of what that's going to include?
Yes. Well, I'm extremely excited, first of all, because even though I talk impromptu and I host events and I've been doing this for a while, I've talked to a lot of people, I haven't done anything in a professional setting that holds me as a specific presenter. So ESETI is going to be my first kind of time where I create my own PowerPoint presentation and I do something formal like that. So I'm looking forward to it because what I really want to talk about at the presentation is sound frequency and its connection to extraterrestrials. I want to talk about how everything is vibration and dissect the dimensions and the densities and then speak about why we can't see certain ETs because of their frequency range. I really want to show everybody how vibration is connected to our awareness and to what we perceive around us, including the extraterrestrial phenomena. So that's what's going to be happening into the study in July.
Well, that's fantastic, and we look forward to welcoming you, Neil. I know you have joined us from a party. I want to thank you again for doing that. Just one more time, the event is coming up January 15th, 16th, and 17th. If you go to portaltoascension.org, you can find all the information and then register from there. It is also on the homepage of what's happening at ESETI at our own event website, private invitation, ESETI.com. Neil, before I let you go back to your celebration, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you would like to mention?
I'd just like to mention that the Extra Terrestrial Disclosure event is going to be every 6 months now. So that's just going to be one thing that we continue doing, continue pumping out 2 a year. Every time we do it, we're going to add a day and add 5 extra speakers. So the whole thing is we're just going to keep picking up momentum, keep bringing up more people, and truly make it. Like right now, we're calling it the most fully encompassing extraterrestrial event. But within a year, when we have 2 more days and 10 more speakers, it's going to get more and more intense. Now, we're not stopping. We're literally going to do this so hardcore, make it so loud that everybody in the world has to hear us, because it's time to really disclose the truth of who we are and what's been happening to us and how we can change it.
Fantastic, Neil. Well, thank you for all that you're doing. Happy New Year, and may 2016 have even more grandiose surprises in store for you than you can imagine.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Have a beautiful night.
Aloha. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So thank you again, Neil, for joining us for the first part of As You Wish Talk Radio. As I mentioned earlier, this is Ashley, part of the SETI crew, standing in for James Gilliland, who right now is looking up in the sky with the laser and the night vision goggles with Peter Maxwell Slattery, Solrita Antaria, and his guests with eSETI Australia in beautiful Melbourne. Those of you that don't know me don't know that I actually lived in Australia for 15 years and have a very strong connection with that country. When I was part of the Monroe Institute, a student there, Robert Monroe, who wrote Journeys Out of the Body, I actually went into Faraday cage and did a past life regression, went to Focus 27, which is part of their program, and my experience was actually being on a craft over the landmass that was shown to me as being ancient Australia, and I was actually the guardian of the frequency. The craft that we were on was an organic craft, and it moved through dimensions by changing the sound frequencies. Interesting that Neil was talking about frequencies and how that can assist us in making the connections with our star brothers and sisters. When I looked at myself in the mirror, I saw myself as about 7 foot tall, opalescent, bluish, pearly color. Did not see a face. My fingers were probably 6 or 7 inches long, and my body just flowed down into light. I didn't actually have feet. And the craft was shot down by the reptilians because there was betrayal. Same old story many of us have been through. But I do have the strong affinity with Australia and with the connection that Australia has with our star family. The majority of Australians believe that there are other planes beyond ours, and there is a strong spiritual community throughout Australia. James has already been out to Uluru and Kakaduta, the oldest, and felt that frequency. Those of you that heard him and Peter and Solrita speak about it, they actually had a hard time standing up straight because they were dimensionalizing. And in a couple weeks' time, James will be heading off up the New South Wales coast and up to Queensland and visiting some of the ancient petroglyphs there, which actually depict contact with our star family. James just recently set out his own New Year's letter. Those of you that are on the eSETI newsletter list would have received it. And it was a beautiful recap of what he sees going forward in 2016 and where his own personal focus is going to be. And it flows through what we've been speaking about so far tonight, that it is an inner journey and that inner connection. And that although the tyrants are going to continue to war upon each other and try to carry out their agenda and divide and conquer, those of you, those of us, that choose to align with Sophia Gaia, our ultra-dimensional family, the ascended masters, saints and sages, will begin to become more and more aware that we are living within two worlds and then moving into the new earth or into heaven on earth and the fifth dimension. What is going to happen is you will find that some of the people that you care about will become harder and harder to communicate with. And this is one of those interesting parts of the spiritual journey of loving detachment that James Gilliland speaks of often. And it's understanding that we cannot change someone else, but rather focus on our own internal connection, releasing the old wounds, moving out of reaction into co-creation. And understanding that those around us will follow their own journey of awakening in their own time. You can drop hints and you can plant seeds, but just like a flower coming out from the soil, pulling on it is not going to have them awaken any faster. In fact, it can actually turn them away from the spiritual journey. So in 2016, if you've given any thought to your own spiritual resolutions or intentions or manifestation, what is the most important thing for you to focus on and hold in your heart as the most important part of your own growth and remembering the beauty that you are? Yes, there's AI, artificial intelligence interference, and yes, the powers that were are doing all they can to divide and conquer. But the beauty, the key, the secret comes in each one of us choosing to empower ourselves to hold that light and to be our own divinity in each waking moment. You know, the time, as James has said, has left of having to sit up on the mountain and meditate, unless, of course, that's what you're drawn to do. But the time to be that meditation, to walk that meditation, to live that meditation, whether you're in a traffic jam, whether you're dealing with government bureaucracy, whether you're in a corporate 9-to-5 job that may not stir your soul, but you know you're there for a reason right now, maybe just to anchor light. I heard recently from a beautiful young man named Toby. Toby was an Australian surfer who retired from his professional surfing career and had a successful online marketing company, was traveling the world, and he called us, Eddie Steady, from Brazil because he was going through this huge spiritual awakening and none of his old life made any sense anymore. And after talking to him and tuning in and then having James tune in to him, we invited Toby to come out to the ranch and to volunteer for 3 weeks. And he had this amazing opening and blossoming. And at the end of the 3 weeks, he knew he needed to go to China to help his dad in his stand-up paddleboard manufacturing company. He didn't really know why he was going. And I looked at him and I said, perhaps you're going to anchor some light. And just around Christmas time, I was thinking of Toby, and my phone beeped, and I had a Skype message from him. And he said, Ashley, I just wanted to know you were right. I realize I am here to help anchor the light. And in my own way, Toby said, I am contributing to the awakening and empowerment of the planet. So if you reflect on your own situation, where are there areas where you can bring in that light, where you can look at the world that is out there now and not get caught up in it, but hold the intention of being a frequency that assists in the shifting of it? One of the things that James talks a lot about is doing the healing of negative influences, clearing. And you can do it before a contract negotiation. You can do it before you hand your children off to your ex. You can do it before you have a difficult phone call. Or you can do it when you're just feeling out of sorts. If any of you are interested in the clearing and you haven't yet received it, you can email me, EddieSteady2016. Yep, we've got a new one. EddieSteady2016@gmail.com to send me a note, and on Monday I will get those clearings out to you. But I would like you just to close your eyes if you're somewhere where you can do that now. I'm going to actually guide us through that clearing. It's a great thing to do with the beginning of the new year. Before I do that, I'm just going to remind people, for those of you that have just joined us, this is As You Wish Talk Radio, normally hosted by James Gilliland. I'm Ashley from the Yosetti Crew, stepping in, not quite filling his shoes, but doing the best I can. while he's guiding a Skywatch in Melbourne, Australia. So we're going to do the healing negative influences clearing. Those of you that have been through the study or have had a remote session with James can call in your main teachers and guide. I'm going to call in Kazikiel, who is the oversoul of the Ascetti Ranch and all the beautiful many. If you have a connection with the Ascended Master, Jeshua, or Mary, or whomever it is that you feel most comfortable with calling in. So let's just take some long, slow, deep breaths. Just becoming very present in this now moment. Letting go of any distraction of the sounds that may be in your environment. Just tell yourself that any sounds you hear will take you deeper. And allow your focus to drop from your mind into your heart center. That beautiful connection with your own higher self source. And as you breathe in and out, I'm going to start the clearing. Calling in Kazikia, the call, 17-foot tall lion being from Sirius, Leah, the Andromedan, Jeshua and Mary, and all the beautiful many. So where I am, and over the phone line and over the computer lines, and where each and every one of you are that are listening, we bring in light. As we welcome all entities in love and light, we speak to you all from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. Healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. Filled and surrounded with the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to escort you all to your perfect place. Go in peace. And keeping your eyes closed, breathe in and out of your heart center. And imagine, see, know, feel, or sense. What would it feel like to embody your higher self's frequency here on the earth plane? You can imagine, see, sense, or know your higher self standing before you. How tall would she be? How brilliant would his light be? How much love and joy would radiate from your presence? And feel yourself walk into the energy that is your higher self until you're engulfed in it. A loving cocoon where you can be authentically you, no longer worrying about what other people think. Speaking your truth, reconnecting with the guidance that comes from your heart, and just for a few breaths, imagine what it would feel like to pulse like your higher self pulses. Each one of your pores, each atom in your body recalibrating to the highest possible frequency available to you at this time. Your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body. Recalibrating to the highest possible frequency available to you at this time. Smiling if you've moved up into your head, trying to analyze it, and lovingly bringing yourself back into your heart to experience it. Earlier this summer, in a session I had with James, he shared with me that one of my aspects living on Orion was a master teacher in teaching how to connect to your divinity through your heart. So through your heart, breathing in and out, feel what it feels like to pulse like your higher self pulses. To feel at peace, like your higher self is at peace. To feel empowered, as your higher self is empowered. To shine your light and love within, as well as with each person you encounter. For as your frequency raises, so you invite others to also remember the truth of who they are. Breathing that light in, letting go of all that no longer serves you. Remembering the light, the love, and the truth that you are. And breathing deep one more time. Understanding that twice a day, three times a day, as often as you'd like, you may close your eyes. And just with your breath, re-strengthen this conscious connection with your higher self. Be it. Breathe it. Know it. Feel it. When you're ready, slowly and gently returning your breath to normal and allowing your eyes to open. And as you come back, think about the words from that clearing prayer, calling in the beautiful many, and welcoming all entities, not in fear or anger, but in love and light. For love is a frequency within which hate and fear and anger cannot exist. We welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you all from the Lord God of our being, meaning I claim the divine birthright of the God, Goddess, higher self that I am. And by claiming that, you do not have permission, lower level frequencies, to enter into my field. We speak to you all from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. Healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. We're not casting you off in hatred and in war. We're surrounding you with the Christ light and the Christ love, or divine light and divine love, if that's more comfortable for you. And I always see that as a beautiful lasso of the divine light encircling the astral beings, the reptilians, the serpentines, the Dracos. Believe me, I have had all of them come to me as I've worked at the ranch, and I've cast them off. Telling you all, you can listen, like, fill the throne with Christ light and Christ love, and we ask the beautiful many to escort you all to your perfect place. So we're not casting them off to the neighbor's house, to the person downstairs. We're having them sent off, whether through clemency or dissolution, or to a plane where they can exist in anger and hatred. Go in peace. So we come in peace, and we ask you to leave in peace. I had an experience 2 years ago at the ranch when I was doing healing on a client. And the client actually shape-shifted into a head-to-toe reptilian. 3D, saw it there. And because of my own experience and journey in doing healings and doing clearings, I kind of smiled and said, "Aren't you fierce?" And I called in to call the 17-foot lion being from the planet Sirius, who, when James asked him, what do you do when reptilians show up, he said, we just turn them over and rub their belly. So I called him, I did the clearing, and the reptilian was gone. Obviously, that takes a level of practice, as it takes to move through the fear into a confidence that, as a divine being of light, you have the authority to insist these energies are no longer in your field. And again, if you have any questions, you can email me at esetti2016@gmail.com. Many of you do the transpersonal release sessions, the private sessions with James, which are very powerful, connecting with your star family, clearing past lives, going through the timeline. As James is traveling, he will be on the road, joining us, Joseph and I, in Maui, the end of February. He's not at this point able to do any transpersonal release sessions. If anyone is feeling in need of counseling, on our website, privateinvitationesetti.com, under the new healing tab, I do have a description of the spiritual counseling and healing work that I do. I only put that out there because we have been getting calls from people who are going through a lot of changes right now. And as James is not available to do the transpersonal release sessions, he's asked me to step forward and do some of those counseling. So take a look at that and email me if you have any questions. It is important to do that clearing if you don't like what you're feeling. Many of you are picking up on the collective consciousness of what's happening and not aware of it. If all of a sudden you're feeling angry, or you're feeling sad or irritable or exhausted, it's oftentimes what's happening in the collective. As an empath, I feel that all the time, and I've become very aware of doing that clearing to shift me out and make sure I'm not carrying anybody's energy, or especially the collective's energy. We're just coming up to the top of the hour here, so I just wanted to mention the SETI will be opening back up in May of 2016. I do have a lot of the new information on the website. There are still some links to be put up. That website is privateinvitationesetti.com. Those of you in the Midwest, James will be at the Awake and Aware Expo in Detroit, March 18th, 20th. On Memorial Day weekend, James will be doing an ambassador training at SETI Ranch. That's James's signature workshop, a very powerful weekend, and that will be Memorial Day weekend 2016. June 2nd to 5th, by popular demand, James is back at Joshua Tree for Contact in the Desert. And if you feel drawn to come out and join us at the ranch, then you can't lose by coming out for our annual conference. This year is June 30th to July 4th. We have a great lineup of speakers. I have many of them on the website and waiting for photos and bios from others to put up there. And then October 27th to 30th, James will be doing the self-mastery and making contact workshop again with Tashina. And there is preliminary information on the website on that right now. Also, don't forget, we had Neil Gower from Portal to Ascension as our guest for the beginning part of the show. He's doing an extraterrestrial disclosure online webinar, January 15th, 16th, and 17th. And James will be speaking on Saturday the 16th. At 3 o'clock Pacific time, his contribution to this very important subject and topic. Coming up with interviewing, James will be bringing more information from Australia on upcoming As You Wish Talk radio shows. And on Wednesday, I have the privilege of meeting with a living legend of Hawaii, Auntie Pua, who is a wisdom keeper of the Hawaiian traditions and a very vocal enforcer of the divine feminine, and also sovereignty, a sovereignty coming from within. So as we go forward in 2016, remember the divinity that you are. I don't mean to be new agey, but I truly believe that the more we wake up and remember the light we are, the love we are, the truth we are, the more we empower ourselves, the less and less the powers that were are able to control us. And this is a key part as we go forward in 2016. And for those of you most interested in making contact, the more you raise your own vibration, the more you let go of your own feeling small, the more you bring that joy into your heart, the easier it is for our star family, whether it's from the Pleiades or Andromeda, Orion, Sirius, Arcturus, the avians, the easier it is for them to make contact because they're not having to chisel through the denser frequencies of the matrix programming. Our wish for you in 2016 is that you remember who you are. And if you are drawn to come out to ESETI, we look forward to welcoming you home. This is Ashley from the ESETI crew. It's been my honor to share with you this time as James Gilliland has been doing Skywatch in Melbourne, Australia. Hopefully there'll be some more footage that I'll be able to put out over the newsletter. We also have an Instagram account, ESETI, a Twitter account, ESETI, the Facebook account, ESETI Ranch, and of course, our newsletter. I hope you all enjoyed James's Happy New Year card with Paul the alien as they were discussing the multiverse situation. Once again, from my heart to yours, I see you and I honor the divinity that you are. Happy 2016, and remember to look up and look within. Aloha.